Book 2, Canto 7, The Descent into Night, pages 212 through 214. A strong and fallen goddess without hope, obscured, deformed by some dire Gorgon's spell, as might a harlot Empress in a bouge, nude, unashamed, exulting, she upraised her evil face of perilous beauty and charm, and, drawing panic to a shuddering kiss, twixt the magnificence of her fatal breasts, allured to their abyss, the spirits fall. Across his field of sight she multiplied, as on a scenic film or moving plate, the implacable splendor of her nightmare pomps. On the dark background of a soulless world, she staged between a lurid light and shade her dramas of the sorrow of the depths written on the agonized nerves of living things, epics of horror and grim majesty, wry statues spat and stiffened in life's mud, a glut of hideous forms and hideous deeds, paralyzed pity in the hardened breast. In booths of sin and night repairs of vice, styled infamies of the body's concupiscence, and sordid imaginations etched in flesh, turned lust into a decorative art, abusing nature's gift, her pervert skill, immortalized the sown grain of living death, in a mud goblet poured the Bacchic wine, to a satyr gave the thyrsus of a god. Impure, sadistic, with grimacing mouths, grey fowl inventions, gruesome and macabre, came televisioned from the gulfs of night. Her craft, ingenious in monstrosity, impatient of all natural shape and poise, a gape of nude exaggerated lines, gave caricature a stark reality. And art parades of weird distorted forms and gargoyle masks obscene and terrible trampled to tormented postures the torn sense. An inexorable evil's worshipper, she made vileness great and sublimated filth, a dragon power of reptile energies, and strange epiphanies of groveling force, and serpent grandeurs couching in the mire drew adoration to a gleam of slime. All nature pulled out of her frame and base was twisted into an unnatural pose, repulsion stimulated inert desire, agony was made a red-spiced food for bliss, hatred was trusted with the worst of lust, and torture took the form of an embrace, a ritual anguish consecrated death, worship was offered to the undivine. A new aesthesis of inferno's art that trained the mind to love what the soul hates, imposed allegiance on the quivering nerves and forced the unwilling body to vibrate. Too sweet and too harmonious to excite in this regime that soiled the being's core, beauty was banned, the heart's feeling dulled to sleep and cherished in their place sensation's thrills. The world was probed for jets of sense appeal. Here cold material intellect was the judge and needed sensual prick and jog and lash that its hard dryness and dead nerves might feel some passion and power and acrid point of life. A new philosophy theorized evil's rights, gloried in the shimmering rot of decadence, or gave to a python force persuasive speech, and armed with knowledge the primeval butte. Over life and matter only brooding bowed, mind changed to the image of a rampant beast. It scrambled into the pit to dig for truth and lighted its search with the subconscious flares.